Yes, this is scandalous. The AGM of Bank of Ireland is taking place today in Dublin, and as part of that AGM, the shareholders of the bank will be asked to agree the remuneration package that's been paid to directors. We all know in 2012, last year, that Richard Boucher, the CEO of that bank, an individual who was there in the bank before the actual bust in the economic crisis and was actually a personal supporter of Sean Dunne, the bankrupt former millionaire who's left a huge tab to the Irish people, that he was paid €843,000. And Minister Noonan, as a shareholder on behalf of the state who holds 15% in that bank, has decided not to oppose Richie Boucher's salary and abstain from the vote, basically therefore endorsing the fact that he has been paid €843,000 per year, and other directors as well who are being paid in excess of what I believe is a reasonable standard for directors in banks who is part owned by the state at this time, when the government are asking ordinary people to go with less, imposing cuts on services and still hanging the threat of forced cuts for those in the public sector.
And you're not the only person making this call. There is also five Labour TDs making this call today. You must welcome this.
I do welcome this, and I think the most important thing, I think if you walk into any highway or byway across the state, that will be you'll find it very, very difficult to get somebody that will actually think it's right that €843,000 is paid to a director of a bust bank when the state holds a huge shareholder in that bank. The reality is that this government are completely out of touch with the people. It was just a number of years ago that Minister Noonan, Enda Kenny, Eamon Gilmore and all of the Fine Gael and Labour TDs, when they were in opposition, joined Sinn Féin and voted to have salaries capped in banks at €250,000. But it's very clear that there's a different attitude now with government when it comes to bankers. It seems that austerity is only for those on low incomes and middle incomes when it comes to Fine Gael and Labour. And again, this is just another example how the government are bottling it when it comes to bankers' pays and perks.